Intelligence agents say they know the identity of the man released hostages say they call Jihadi John, one of four ISIS terrorists, the hostages named after the Beatles. He spoke in a chilling British accent in ISIS videos. It's still difficult to listen to, but here he is speaking about the man he'd soon claim to behead, American journalist James Foley.
This is James Wright Foley, an American citizen of your country. As a government, you have been at the forefront of the aggression towards the Islamic State.
Today, intelligence agents confirmed reports in the Washington Post that Jihadi John is Mohammed Emwazi, a 20-something Kuwaiti-born college-educated Londoner. Barney Henderson is world news editor of the British newspaper The Telegraph. He's been watching this story unfold. Barney, how are people there reacting?
Well, I think people are fairly shocked. I mean, it's been such a big deal with these releases of the videos over the past few months, right back from the first one with James Foley back in August. And it's really shocked people, and it's been high on the news agenda throughout that time. So it was a massive news break this morning when the Washington Post first published the story that he'd been identified.
Well, and many said that because of his voice, he would be relatively easy to identify. But how did they?
Well, apparently intelligence identified him a long time ago, and that's not particularly surprising. But the identity has been kept secret for what they describe as operational reasons. The Washington Post journalist has clearly pieced together lots of information, including this story from 2010 when Jihadi John was apparently arrested in Tanzania.
Well, tell us more about that. Mohammed Emwazi apparently detained, deported on a trip to Tanzania. So they might have been on the track of him back in 2009 when that happened, then detained, returning to the UK from Kuwait. But then what happened?
So from that point, it's not really clear. I mean, we think that he then travelled to Syria in 2012. And one thing that's been interesting is how his online profile has been sort of deliberately deleted. So there's been lots of journalists in London today furiously trying to find out as much information about this guy, Emwazi. And, of course, we haven't actually seen a picture of him yet. So from 2012, we think he's been in Syria, and then obviously got thrust to the world's attention in August last year with the release of these horrific videos.
So there's a question about what happened between his return to Kuwait and his traveling to Syria, because the Daily Mail in Britain, your colleagues there, are reporting that he was put on a terror watch list. So the question is, what happened? But people who knew him are speaking. Asim Qureshi is a Muslim activist who knew Emwazi in London. What did he say at his news conference today?
That's right. That's a big development in the story. This guy who is a senior researcher for CAGE, British Human Rights Organization, they've made a very firm case that blaming the British security services for radicalizing this young man, saying that he kept being arrested, he kept being accosted by police and searched and stopped and effectively making his life impossible. So their argument, which is incredibly controversial, is that the security service, that the system was in some way a factor in radicalizing Jihadi John.
Well, we know one of the things Asim Qureshi said today is that when he met Emwazi in 2009, he was kind, gentle, humble. And again, as you said, he's claiming that British agents might have helped to radicalize him by tormenting him with arrest. But we also heard reports somewhere that British agents might have tried to recruit him to be a double agent.
Yeah, that's a theory that CAGE has put forward as well, which obviously the intelligence services here would never talk about that. But yeah, that is the theory. I mean, there was, as we were watching the press conference, there was sort of some gasps as he came out with things like Jihadi John or Emwazi is a beautiful young man, one of the kindest young men he's ever known. Of course, this is a guy who we've been writing about nonstop for the past 6 months for appearing in and apparently being heavily involved in the beheading of Western aid workers and journalists. So it's pretty shocking.
It sounds like what was gasp-inducing was that he described this beautiful man, but also is blaming agents for changing him into something else.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So briefly, we hear that he wasn't disenfranchised. He didn't come from a poor home. Actually might have been somewhat well off. Have we heard from family? I know there are reporters all over trying to find out more, but what more do we know about him?
From his family, well, Cage themselves have just recently tweeted out that that his family apparently don't believe that this guy is the terrorist behind the beheadings of Western hostages for the Islamic State. So that would be interesting. That's unconfirmed at the moment. Yeah, I mean, like I say, that everyone's trying to find out more about this guy, trying to find his family, trying to find his friends, people he was at university with. So I'm sure lots more information will come out about how exactly this guy became radicalized.
Barney Henderson, World News Editor of The Telegraph in London. Thank you so much, Barney.
Pleasure.